Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hello. Hi. Welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm super grateful for you tuning in and listening. Thanks for being here. My name's Danielle Young. I'm the Senior Associate here at Collective Family Law Group. I'm also a family law mediator. So I'm a family dispute resolution practitioner over at Danielle Young Mediations. So I wear two hats. But as usual, this podcast is about giving you some information and some tips and some insight and just some power of knowledge about all sorts of things that you need to know or might need to know or might want to know about family law here in Australia. So on today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk to you about what is an affidavit. Again, we all know navigating the legal landscape of family law can be complex, and especially when we have so many legal documents to understand and what their implications are, what they're needed for, how they work, all of those things. Of course, my motto is try avoid litigation if you can, we try and help people settle their matters without that expense and that complication and all that stress of family law proceedings in a court. But sometimes matters have to go to court. It's just the way it is. So when you're in court and your matter is in the court system, one crucial document is called an affidavit. So again, this podcast is going to provide you some, I guess, information about what it is, what's its purpose, how to prepare one, and all those things. So an affidavit is a written statement made under oath or affirmation used as evidence in court proceedings. It is a formal declaration of facts where the person making the affidavit, known as the deponent, swears or affirms that the information provided is true and correct to the best of their knowledge and belief. In Australian family law, affidavits are commonly used to present evidence in matters such as divorce, for example, if you need evidence about separating under the one roof, of course, child custody and parenting matters, and also property settlement matters. What's the purpose of an affidavit then? Affidavits play a crucial role in proceedings for several reasons. One, again, is that evidence presentation. They provide a detailed account of the facts and the circumstances relevant to the case, allowing the court to understand the issues and use that information to make informed decisions. Its second purpose is witness statements. Affidavits serve as witness statements, outlining the deponent's version of events, observation, and experiences related to a case. And supporting documents. They often accompany other legal documents and applications, such as initiating applications or responses, again, to provide context and support for the claims made and the orders that the party is seeking the court to make. How do you prepare an affidavit? It involves several key steps to ensure that it's accurate, it's clear, and that it's legally sound. So when you're drafting the affidavit, begin by outlining the facts you need to present. Use clear and concise language and structure your affidavit logically with numbered paragraphs. Second, state facts, not opinions. Focus on providing factual information rather than opinions or hearsay. Include dates and times and locations. Add specific information to those statements. Don't just say, at changeover, there was an incident. That's not enough. So it's the fact. On 3rd of August 2024, there was a changeover scheduled at McDonald's. We arrived at McDonald's and parked in the car park. The other party arrived about 10 minutes later. Those are sort of things that you need. I won't go too far into that, but specifics, where, who, what, where, when, yeah, how, those sorts of things are really important. Attach supporting documents. So if you refer to a document in your affidavit, you can annex them as annexures to the affidavit. Each annexure should be clearly labelled and referenced in the affidavit. So what can I use an example there? For example, you say in your affidavit, the children are doing really well academically at school and they're getting really good grades. You may want to then, herewith attached as annexure one, is a copy of the latest school report of the child, for example. Now, you might not have to do that for everything, you know, because there's other ways to get, for example, that school report into evidence. That might be a way of a subpoena. And you can go and check out the subpoena podcast that we've just done. But anyway, the fourth thing about preparing them is swearing or affirming. So once the affidavit is drafted, you have to sign it in the presence of an authorised witness, such as a lawyer or a justice of the peace or a notary public, and they will witness your signature. You have to sign it in front of them. Now, people often say, what's the difference, an affirmation or swearing? Swearing is on oath, okay, so it's on a Bible. You put your hand on the Bible, you swear on the Bible that everything's true and correct. The other one's an affirmation, so it doesn't have the Bible involved, but you're still affirming that the information's true and correct. With affidavits, there's such a significant importance on the accuracy and honesty of the affidavit. They're paramount when creating the affidavit. Providing false information or omitting crucial facts can have serious legal consequences, including, if you're perjuring the court, or it could go against you that you're trying to lie or be deceitful, or you're leaving out certain things to better your case. That won't go good for you in court. So inaccurate and misleading affidavits undermine your credibility, and they negatively can impact the outcome of the case that you want. So understanding an affidavit and what it is and how it functions is essential for anyone involved in legal proceedings. Affidavits are powerful tools for presenting evidence and ensuring that the court has clear and accurate understanding of all of the facts. By preparing a well-structured, honest, and factual affidavit, you can effectively support your case and contribute to fair legal process. For more guidance on preparing affidavits or other family law matters, you should seek legal advice from a family lawyer. And we've got plenty of family lawyers here at Collective Family Law Group waiting to help you. Affidavits are only used if your matter is in court. Okay, so again, matters in court, go see a family lawyer about that. Affidavits aren't required in family dispute resolution conferences. And as mediators, we're not about finding facts or proving right or wrong. Mediations are about facilitating discussions about issues affecting your family in a confidential and safe space. And using the skills of a mediator can help you work through those issues and come to a resolution and hopefully avoid court. So you all know there's two different pathways, you know, negotiating, mediating, or litigating. It's a matter for you which one you think's best for your family. Anyway, that's it. Hopefully this podcast has given you a bit of information and assistance about affidavits in Australian family law. So until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.